Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast.
Today, I'm very happy to have Patrick Smakia from Independ. I'll have to ask him whether I've pronounced that completely correctly. Patrick has been programming since he was a kid. He graduated in mathematics and software engineering, and after a decade of C++ programming and consulting, he became interested in what was then the .NET platform, which was new in 2002. He had the chance to write the best-selling book in French of .NET and C#, a book that is near and dear to my heart, published by O'Reilly. And he did some academic and professional courses on the platform. During his consulting years, he built up an expertise about the architecture, evolution, and maintenance challenges of large and complex real-world applications. It seemed like the spaghetti and entangled monolithic legacy code concerned every sufficiently large team. As a consequence, he got interested in static code analysis and started the project Independ in 2004. Nowadays, Independ is a full-fledged independent software vendor with more than 12,000 client companies, including many of the Fortune 500. Independ offers deeper insight and full control on their application to a wide range of professional users around the world. He lives with his wife and two kids, Lina and Paul, in the beautiful island of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean. Patrick, I'm sorry about all the mispronunciations. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very fine, Jess. I'm very fine. Yes, Mauritius, just for your record, it's a small island in the Indian Ocean, and it's a country as well. And it's really... It's a bit like Hawaii, but in the Indian Ocean.
Got it. Let's dive right in. Why don't you give me a two or three sentence overview of what Independ is?
Hi. So before talking about Independ, I wanted just to say something that when I got introduced in .NET, as you said in my bio in 2002, I got introduced with your very own book. And I'm very glad to talk with you today. That's even a bit emotional because I've read so much your book, every part of it. It was very well written, very well informative at that time where it was C#1, you know, like .NET 1. And so I'm very glad to talk with you today.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to talk with you because I've been using Independ and it is a huge and hugely helpful program. So we have a mutual admiration, which is great. but let's not leave people in the dark. Perhaps what you could do is not only tell me the overall idea of Independ, but maybe one or two strong use cases for Independ.
So Independ, so this is a static analysis that analyzes C# code and any .NET code. And it's mostly a code quality tool. Okay, so it will basically scan your .NET application and provide you with some numbers, some issues, some technical depth estimation. Like, for example, if you want to be very clean on your project, then maybe you should spend maybe 5 men or women days, and then you can be fine on this project. Okay, so it tries it has a rule set, okay, and from this rule set, it tries to provide you with the information in the direction you should take, basically.
Okay, that's actually a great overview. That was very helpful. There's a number of details that I want to dive into, but let's take some of the high-level questions. And one that comes to mind right away is whether you see Independ useful in new projects or existing projects or both.
Yeah, definitely both, because it has a special feature that is named Baseline, which I think is self-describing. So the idea is that if you start with a new project, definitely you will be on a high quality project. So we didn't talk about the technical depth metaphor, and we didn't talk about why should we invest in code quality. But basically the idea is to save on maintenance code. Okay, so this is a theory that say if you write quality code, then in the long run, it will pay off. This is why there is depth metaphor, because it will pay off. So this is a theory, but in practice, I think every programmer, skilled programmer that listen to us knows about this, that when they take the time to do things right, they don't have to come back to it, and then they can save time and add new features instead of fixing features and ending up with a spaghetti code. So if you're on a new project from scratch, definitely you want to live in what we say the green zone. Okay, you want green software, in the sense you want to have software that is well written, that respect the state of the art in a code quality software. So definitely you want a tool like Independ that can tell you when you're diverging from your objective of your code quality objective. But when you have a large legacy, which I believe is now .NET is very mature, so almost everyone is working on large legacy. What you can do is say, from now, I want code quality. So concretely, Ndepend has a baseline system, which means that Ndepend will analyze your baseline snapshot. Typically, it is the last version in production of your project. Okay, so because typically at that point, we want everything perfect. So you can start from your baseline, and then Ndepend will be able to tell you about new problems and also fixed problems. And this is where it becomes interesting, because if you are working on a large legacy, likely you have hundreds or thousands of problems that you live with it. It's okay, because the code is in production. It's working, it's tested, it's okay. We know it's not perfect, but it's working. So you don't want to be disturbed by this problem. What you want is to make sure that the new classes and the refactored classes are written with code quality in mind. This is why a baseline is important, because then Ndepend can focus its analysis on this incremental code written since the baseline, which represents... This incremental code on which Ndepend focus is just a very small subset of your entire code base. So that's why it's interesting, because it's very small perimeter of code, then it's easy to keep code quality high on this small perimeter.
Yes, I want to emphasize the idea that you can say, start here as my baseline and then see improvements or problems from that baseline, rather than having to tackle the entire code base all at once. I think that's a very powerful feature of Ndepend.
Let me
ask you a practical question. What languages can I use this with? Can I use it? I know I can use it with C#. Can I use it with Kotlin, with Swift native phone apps as well?
So Ndepend itself is .NET focused. It's written in .NET, and it's definitely for .NET developer. So it doesn't cover C++ or other language. We have partners that are developing CPDepend and gArchitect, so that are Akka and Ndepend for C++ and Java. But then the Ndepend focus mostly on C# and V.4. For F# it's a bit different, because F# has some very different compilation process. So for F# it's a bit different.
Okay, great. There's a new version now that I understand. Can you tell me just briefly what's in the new version?
So typically, if you look at the what's new page on the ndepend.com, you can see that we are really working hard for more than 15 years, because the project, as you said, started in 2004. So we are working very hard month after month and version after version to improve the project. The improvements are mostly based on the user feedback. Me, as the CTO of Ndepend, I personally take care of users' feedback, because I believe this is where we can get the source of the biggest bang for our buck we can have. I mean, of course, our resources are limited as every software company, and we want to make the most version after version for our users. So we are listening to the user, and definitely we try to go in where they want us. So the last version, the 2023.1 version, we focused a lot on usability. So Ndepend, maybe we didn't say concretely what is it. So Ndepend is a Visual Studio extension. It's also an Azure DevOps extension. It's also a Sonar Cube extension. And basically, it works with any CI/CD platform. And if you are working with Rider or VS Code, Ndepend can work also side by side with a standalone executable, which is named Visual Studio, Visual Ndepend, which means that we are not totally integrated with Rider and VS Code, but we can work side by side with these two IDE. Okay, so it means that there is really two sides of Ndepend. There is Ndepend reporting in your browser. You will see the new problem, the fixed problem, all the metrics, the technical depth, etc. But it's also a tool that you can use when you're developing with your IDE, with Visual Studio or another IDE. And there we have a lot of UI custom controls to display tons of stuff. Like, for example, I believe we have the most powerful dependency graph in the industry, which means you can scan your project, and in a few few seconds, you can get a graph of all your dependency between your assembly, your classes, etc. You have also a dependency matrix, because the name is independent, so definitely dependency plays a huge role in the dependencies. We have a lot of code metrics. We have a lot. We have some rule system. We also have a quality gate system. So quality gate, basically, a quality gate is a, it's like a rule, but instead of acting on code, instead of rule of code, it's mostly a rule on all the rule results. So basically, you can say in a quality gate, I want to make sure that all the new classes written since the baseline are 100% covered by test. Okay, this can be a quality gate. This is a quality criteria. You want to achieve some criteria because there are hundreds of rules. You don't want to, you don't have the time every day to look at all the new violation, all the violation. What you want is to define quality criteria and make sure that all the quality criteria are passing before releasing your application. So the quality gate is a very important feature that makes independent very practical, especially in the CDCI process. You can, for example, stop the build if your quality criteria are not met, which means that maybe something has been committed that shouldn't have been committed. Okay, so it has all these feature sets that you can use both in your EDE and in your CI process. So we focus a lot on usability, okay? And also, we improve our code model. There was some debt we had for years. For example, we didn't have properties and events. I mean, we have all the accessor things, which are getter, setter, adder, or remover. But we didn't have this particular artifact that are property and event. And some user needed it. For example, if you want to get some attributes directly on the property, which are not on the accessor. So we did some improvement in that area and many other smaller scale improvements.
I want to ask you, more about CI/CD, but before I do, you said .NET and C#. Will NDepend work well with .NET MAUI at this point and with the community toolkits?
Yes, because NDepend is not framework dependent. What I mean is that we are very lucky in the .NET sphere that we have very strong bases. The bases are the ILCon, so you can have several languages on top of it. The bases are the runtime, okay? And Microsoft did, and of course the bases are the languages. And no matter if you are using MAUI, if you are using Blazor, if you are using WPF or Webform or whatever you are using, the bases are the same. So typically, NDepend bound to the bases. So whatever the new framework Microsoft or anyone else decide to add, like Avalonia, for example, it will work with NDepend.
Very good. I want, as I say, to talk about CI/CD, but let me ask you, you were kind enough to give me an evaluation copy for Visual Studio. Is that the same software that I use on Azure for CI/CD, or is there a different product that's involved?
I'd say 80% of the code are similar. Because, of course, the UI layer is different, okay? But we abstracted so much of it that most of the code is abstracted and is shared between all the platforms. So, yes, definitely we can say that the same. All the rule runner, the quality gate runner. Maybe something that I didn't mention, which I think is important, is that the backbone of NDepend is C# Link. What I mean is that anything in NDepend, you can say it's a code query. You can query your code the same way you would query a SQL database. You can write a rule. So basically, a rule is a code query. On top of it, you don't want any match because each match you can write quality gate also with C# Link query. Or maybe you can write some what we call trend metrics. So maybe you want to define a metric for, like, for example, code coverage on a particular component or amount of technical debt on a particular component. And then you can plot this metric across time. And this thing, we call it trend metrics. And trend metrics are also C# query. So the backbone of NDepend is a C# Link query. And what's interesting is that everything is textual. I mean, we provide hundreds of rules and trend metrics, everything per default. And all those are textual. And you can modify or write your own. And you won't have to manage complex stuff like assembly versioning, like storing the rules somewhere or whatever. It's just rules, textual rules you have in your NDepend project or in some shared rule file that you can execute basically anywhere on Windows, on Linux, on macOS, in your CI/CD or even in your IDE in Visual Studio.
Excellent. When I'm in Visual Studio and I'm building a C# application, let's say I'm building a .NET MAUI application with C#, is NDepend going to have an impact on my build or runtime?
Zero. No, definitely zero. So something I want to emphasize a lot is that NDepend is not slowing down Visual Studio. I mean, you can try it. We have a lot of out-of-prop stuff. And I know that some popular extensions are slowing down Visual Studio. Personally, I use NDepend every day and I would hate that my productivity get killed by the very own tool we are building. So we really took care to not slow down. And NDepend has zero impact on your binary. I mean, it can read the binary, but it's not inserting anything like attributes or whatever inside your binary.
Great. Maybe we could compare NDepend to ReSharper, Roslyn Analyzer, and Sonar Cube. I think those are the big three that people are probably familiar with. Can you differentiate NDepend from them?
Yeah, sure. So the rule set are different. That's very important. For example, in ReSharper, so first I have to say that all the three tools are great. They are really relevant to improve code quality. With NDepend, what we try to achieve is a more high-level view of your project. Okay, in my bio, you said that NDepend came from the fact that I saw a lot of problems in every project. And the problem is not so much that there is a... basically, it's not the little problem you get inside your method, but the overall cohesion and coupling between the components at higher level. So NDepend, with the NDepend rule set, tries to tell you shouldn't have this kind of dependency, but you should have one, no matter this dependency on, for example, .NET MAUI or or another component. It comes with some code metrics. So for example, you can say you don't want complex method, which is different than the typical Roslyn or ReSharper rule, which is more like, why are you using this keyword, C# keyword here, while you can simplify, for example, this link query. So basically, all the tool you are mentioning, they are focusing on what's happening inside the methods, okay, in the method body. And NDepend is more concerned about what's outside the method. So typically the structure of your code base, like dependency between methods, types, namespace, or projects, for example. So it's a bit more high level. Also, NDepend has a lot of code visualization tool, as I noticed. Also, with NDepend, everything is available inside Visual Studio. So for example, you can put your baseline in Visual Studio and make sure that you won't be disturbed by the 3,000 issue on your project, but only on the 10 issue on the new code you are written. Okay, that's very important. And finally, as I explained earlier, everything is based on C# link, which means that if you want to, for example, let's say you don't agree with the complexity threshold in the rule that say that your method shouldn't be complex. So basically, you just have to edit the C# link query for this rule and change the threshold as you would change any integer constant inside your own C# program. So it's very easy to adapt the tool to your very own preset, where you want to go.
Yes, there are, as I have used it, I find that there are three different things I can do with the rules. I can turn the rule off, I can modify a rule by modifying the link statement, and I can create my own rules by creating a link statement as well. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, sure. And there is also another, another four system, which is rule suppressing. It works the same way as it works for Roslyn. You have the suppress message attribute, you put the rule ID, and then you can have your explanation. We don't want this rule. For example, let's say NDepend says that that this method shouldn't be public, but you want it to be public, like for example, because you have your own custom serialization on it. So you can suppress the issue and say, no, this method is about serialization and I want it to remain public.
So in other words, I can turn the rule off globally or I can turn it off in a specific situation using an attribute.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. The same way the Roslyn system is working the same way, and we are using the same attribute for that, which is suppress running attribute.
One very powerful feature in NDepend is that it estimates technical debt. Can you say a little bit about how it does that?
Yeah. So I mentioned it before, but maybe it's not clear for everyone. So typically, the technical debt is a very popular metaphor in software methodology that say that if you write quick and dirty code, one day you will pay off for that. So everyone knows that we want a feature, we have schedules, we want quickly a feature. So maybe we're going to write some code. Maybe we're not going to write test for it. I mean, unit test or integration and integration test for it. Typically, the dead metaphor was initially mostly for test. Initially, the dead metaphor was every code that is not automatically tested. Okay, then this code was considered as a debt that you will have to pay off one day. Personally, not only abide by this idea, but with NDPEN, we extend the metaphor to any code quality. So let's say, for example, you have what you call a God class, a class that that is in a 2000 line of line sharp file, okay, which definitely so much. So this kind of class has a lot of responsibility. We all know about this kind of class. It does some data access, it does some UI stuff, it does some business rule. Okay, so everything is mixed this class. So this kind of class will be spotted by NDPEN, by various rule. Okay, and it not only it will say this class is in debt, which means that at a point you need to refactor it, but it will try to assess to estimate the amount of debt in terms of how long should we spend to transform this God class into a few class that are high quality, and maybe we will have to write the test for it. So NDPEN can give you an estimation in terms of time or in terms of money, because of course time is money. If you say, for example, that a developer costs $100 an hour. So for manager, you can get an estimation on what you will have to do to pay off debt if you want, but typically you won't, because concretely in the real world, we have a few class that disturb everyone. Nobody wants to touch this class because they became code class with so many responsibilities. So at a point, it's very worth saying, now we don't want this code class anymore, and we want to spend resources to move forward with our project and be in have high code quality.
Your website says that it integrates with Visual Studio 2022, 19, 17, 15, 13, 12, 10. It also says that you now integrate with GitHub Actions. Can you talk a little bit about GitHub Actions and how that interacts with NDPEN?
Yeah, sure. So that's a bit like typically the Azure DevOps part. Yeah, I actually didn't mention before, but that's a very important feature. So typically from your GitHub repository, you can integrate NDPEN, and then you, not only it will generate some reporting for you. So those HTML plus JavaScript reporting that you can share with anyone in the team. And so it contains everything you want to be aware in your project. Like there is a dashboard with the multiple depth. There are a few diagrams. There are the most important issue with a focus on new issues since the baseline. Okay. And also you can use the GitHub action as a centralization point for example, not only NDPEN can scan a project on your developer laptop, but it can be also in your CI/CD. So maybe what you want to do is when you come in the morning and you open your Visual Studio, you want to make sure that you get the NDPEN scan from the night that was done in GitHub, for example. And so you can use NDPEN for that kind of stuff. And of course, you can use it to stop building upon quality gate criteria, which is a very important feature. Like if you want to stay green, no matter you want to stay green on whole project or only on the incremental part since the baseline, then you can activate the quality gate and make sure that the build fails if it diverges from your quality goal.
All right. Before I let you go, let me dive a little deeper and ask you how the NDPEN dependency graph compares with the Visual Studio code map.
Mm-hmm. So actually NDPEN came first, like it was like 10 years ago with the graph. Visual Studio came after. I know well the guy that are behind the graph. Actually, there are some researchers that's very interesting. When you know people, it's definitely hard to say exactly. But the thing is that code map doesn't work very well on very large code base. We have example where it doesn't on a large code base, it can take minutes and even looks to never end to generate a graph. While with NDPEN, we worked a lot on it. I said earlier, I believe it's the most powerful graph in the industry. You will see that it can generate extremely large graph made of 10 of 1,000 boxes in seconds, okay, without any slowdown of Visual Studio or whatever. And Also, what I think is that Microsoft is not seeing any more love graph. They changed their strategy. So the code map was built, I think, in the last version was 2017. I mean, the last version where they did some improvement. And since then, I believe they didn't improve it at all. This is not so much a feature that they want to put their back in at that point. So maybe we'll see later. But at the point, I mean, I invite, I know it's hard to say my stuff are better than the other stuff. So I invite everyone interested to try both projects. And see what they think, but definitely the independent one is very fast, can scale. We introduced a lot. We did a lot of research and development on it to be able to scale on very, very large projects. For example, we can analyze in 10 seconds, we can analyze the entire .NET framework and generate a graph for the entire .NET framework in 10 seconds on my machine.
So I have to say that independent has changed the way I code. It has improved the quality, especially using the ability to set a baseline and then see what has changed since then. It is a little complex. However, your documentation is excellent. We will, on the page for this show, we'll put links and we'll start with a link to the NDepend site. But that's actually pretty straightforward. If I remember right, it's ndepend.com, and that will bring you to the main page where you can get product information. You can download it. I think you have a trial, a 7-day trial, if I remember correctly.
14-day trial. But we know that sometimes it's people need more like a month. So this is why we offer 14-day extra trial. So 28-day trial. And in some case, people need, because sometimes the management is very slow. So, I mean, when users are happy with the product and plan to order some licenses or stuff, we are always happy to extra trial. Also something else, of course, if there are people working on open source project and there are a lot, they want a license for their open source project, we are always glad to sponsor. We just ask a little sticker and depend on the open source project section, like the tool they are using. So of also bloggers or also people that goes to conference to present stuff. So for example, now there is a lot of stuff in the architecture, like there is clean architecture, there are vertical slice architecture. So a lot of people are talking about it. And with a tool like NDepend, it's very easy to put pictures on what you say, like you want to talk about dependency. So when people are talking about that, we are always glad to collaborate with the community anyway.
Let me just understand what you just said. Are you saying that you give a license to open source, to bloggers, and to people who present at conferences, or do you give them an extended trial?
No, we just give a license. We're happy to give a license. I mean, I believe others, actors in .NET, like JetBrains, that's our mutual interest. We want people to know about our tool and capabilities, and we also want to make sure that people that can present the tool can use the tool as well.
That's tremendous. And did they contact you through the website, or how do they do that?
Yeah, sure. Just an email at info@ndepend.com or support@ndepend.com. We are happy, always happy to sponsor projects.
Great. So support@ndepend.com.
Or even master thesis when you have, sometimes we have students that are writing master thesis on code quality, on code structure, on code architecture. We just cast a few screenshots in their thesis and to explain how the tool has been useful so people know also about NDepend. But we are always happy to support people like that.
Excellent. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on yet another podcast. This has been extremely informative, and it's a very powerful tool that I'm more than happy to endorse. As I say, you were generous enough to give me a copy, so I do want to say that up front before I endorse it, but it is very powerful, very effective, and very reliable. So I can't thank you enough for coming on and talking to us about it.
You're welcome, Jess, and thanks very much, and I'm very glad you appreciate and spend the same way I appreciate your book.
Well, thank you on that note.